California Utilities Short on Local RA Capacity, written by Aaron and read by an automated voice. By Jason Fordney. California's utilities are about 2,000 megawatts short of local resource adequacy, or RA requirements for 2018 according to Kentucky SO, which has asked state regulators to restructure the RA program. In a November 13 report, the ISO evaluated the 2018 resource adequacy plans of Pacific Gas and Electric, Southern California Edison, or SCE, and San Diego Gas and Electric. RA requirements are broken down by transmission access charge, or TAC areas, which are based on the service areas of the state's three investor-owned utilities. In quat, the ISO's evaluation has identified individual load-serving entity and collective capacity deficiencies in several local capacity areas in the PG&AMP-E, SCE, and SDG&AMP-E TAC areas, and quat, the ISO said. San Diego Gas and AMP-AMP, Electrics and Cina Plant. Because Kentucky SO evaluates RA for local load pockets as well as the overall system, capacity procurements made through the California Public Utilities Commission RA program don't always align with the reliability needs identified by the ISO. As a result, the ISO at times depends on out-of-market payment schemes to keep fossil-based resources online to support local reliability, a practice that has created tension among market participants and concern at the ISO's Board of Governors. The CPUC's RA program requires an LSC's capacity to be available to Kentucky SO when and where needed. There are three types of RA: system resources, local resource adequacy, and flexible resources, a category added in 2015 to help manage the changing resource mix. Deficiencies abound. The Kentucky SO tariff allows LSCs and electricity suppliers to address individual capacity deficiencies before the ISO obtains and quat, backstop and quat, procurement. The LSCs are not required to purchase capacity from a specific resource to meet a local need, but can purchase from any resource located locally or with adequate transmission. In quat, however, to the extent that the aggregate LSC showings do not comprise the right mix of resources that meet the LCR local capacity requirement criteria and ISO effectiveness needs, a deficiency may exist that would cause the ISO to procure individual and slash or collective backstop capacity. In quat, the ISO said. Such deficiencies did indeed show up in Kentucky SO's findings. The report found in local capacity resource, or LCR shortfall of 1072 megawatts in the PG&AMP-AMP-E TAC, nearly all of which represents an quat, collective deficiency in quat, to be addressed by all LSCs within the area. Individual LSE deficiencies represent just 72 megawatts of the total. PG&AMP-AMP-E area shortfalls include a 574 megawatts need in the South Bay Moss Landing subarea in the San Francisco Bay Area and a 422 megawatts need in the NQUAT, south of Palermo NQUAT, section of the Sierra area. Pacific Gas and AMP-AMP, Electric's Moss Landing gas-fired power plant. The SCE area needs an additional 317 megawatts in the Moorpark portion of the Big Creek Ventura area, the report shows. Kentucky SO's 2018 assessment for SCE includes generators that are set to retire in 2020 because of once-through cooling rules, including a combined 2,076 megawatts of capacity from NRG Energy's Mandalay and Ormond units. The proposed replacement, NRG's proposed Puente natural gas-fired plant, is strongly opposed by environmental groups and some in the local community. NRG asked the California Energy Commission to suspend the permit application after two members of the agency recommended the full commission deny the permit for the plant. In SDG&AMP-AMP-E's TAC, the overall deficiency is 560 megawatts, with individual LSE deficiencies accounting for 475 megawatts of the total. Reforms needed. Separately from the November 13 report, the ISO recently joined with IOUs in asking the CPUC to make fundamental changes to the RA program, which is meant to procure sufficient resources to meet reliability needs. Kentucky SO filed comments November 9 in the CPUC's latest RA proceeding, saying it agrees that the commission should, and quat, establish a separate track of this proceeding to address fundamental resource adequacy issues. And quat. The IOUs want the CPUC to simultaneously consider the interplay among the Kentucky-SO market structure, the RA construct, and state policy goals. Kentucky-SO and others cite the increasing number of reliability must-run agreements that the ISO has been forced to sign with natural gas units, the most recent being Calpine's Metcalf Energy Center. Kentucky-SO said in Quat, the rapid transformation and nature of the resource fleet and other factors are exposing fundamental inadequacies in the current resource adequacy framework. End quote. But the ISO also noted that RMR designations in Quat are a result of these events, not the root cause, and they highlight the need to comprehensively re-examine the resource adequacy program. End quote.